Well, sales tax is still a tax. It's just on the price, and it's actually higher. It'll be about 10, 15 cents. 10 cents for the local, for the state, and 5 cents for the locals.
Are gas prices too high so that Maryland really shouldn't be considering a gas tax or sales tax on gasoline? I mean, right now it's $3.74 a gallon is the statewide average. The station near me in Reisterstown is like $3.60. So.
Well, that's one good reason why we shouldn't be considering a gas tax. The other good reason is the three reasons we just came here. We're already collecting enough in gas taxes to pay for our highway system, and we need to get back to realigning how we're spending our money.
Well, how do you buy the argument that, or how do you respond to the argument from the transportation officials, the O'Malley administration, that we need more money for roads and bridges? It's obviously not enough.
I said that we proved that with this information that's here. We're already collecting that money. If you raise the gas tax, you're collecting the money twice for the same thing. The money has been diverted for years and years to the general fund and now into mass transportation in extraordinary proportions, and that's one of the problems that we have today, is the move away from spending money on highways and bridges that we're collecting from the highway users and spending it on mass transportation. And you can see by these charts what has happened over the last 7 years. It has been extraordinary, the shift.
You don't buy, and a number of your colleagues don't buy, the Senate President's proposal for the lockbox for the Transportation Trust Fund. Why?
Because his lockbox basically codifies the practice that we've had here with the governor, basically saying if the governor has a fiscal state of emergency or a fiscal condition, that we can raid the funds. Well, that is just codifying bad practice that we're doing already. There's nothing different in his constitutional amendment. That's what's been occurring the last few years, except putting it in the Constitution. It's really a false sense of security.
And the O'Malley administration argues that the money has been paid back, that's been taken out has been paid back, but that's only really part of the money that was taken, right?
Yes, the money has not been paid back. There's $1 billion that has not been paid back that came into the Transportation Trust Fund that did not get used for any type of transportation programs, one way or another. $1 billion, that number came from the Department of Legislative Services, and anybody that would tell you contrary is trying to fool you.
So it's the local money that still and hasn't been paid back?
Yes, it doesn't matter if it's local money, where it went. It matters that money came into the trust fund and did not go back for transportation purposes.
If you don't use gas tax money for it, how do you pay for mass transit?
Oh, there's many ways to pay for it. First, they need to look at how they operate, and secondly, fare box recovery. And we're not saying that there's other money that comes in. The corporate income tax comes in. There's many other ways that money comes into the system, and those sources can be dedicated. We're just saying it's been an extraordinary percentage that's been diverted from highway money. Historically, there's always been some highway money used for transit, but it has just become overwhelmingly used for transit.
And, Delegate, what do you think of the Senate President's proposal for a regional tax on, and presumably would go for regional roads and also regional mass transit?
Again, we already have enough money, I believe, for roads if we would leave the money from motorists in for roads. We need to have it. They can have a discussion about these transportation mass transit projects. And I think if you had a real discussion about it and people had to pay for it that used it, we would not be things would be a little different.
I know you talk to a lot of your colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Is there anybody except for leadership that wants a gas tax increase?
Absolutely not. But we all agree that we've got to fix our roads and bridges. So even if we don't have a gas tax increase this year, we have to realign how we're spending our highway money, because we do need money for highway improvements.